News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. India on Monday announced that Australia will join the upcoming Malabar exercise, which effectively means that all the four member countries of the Quad or Quadrilateral Coalition will be participating in the mega drill. The US and Japan are the other countries that participate in the annual exercise, which is likely to take place next month in the Bay of Bengal and the Arabian Sea. India's decision to heed to Australia's request to be part of the mega naval drill comes in the midst of growing strain in ties with China over the border row in eastern Ladakh. As India seeks to increase cooperation with other countries in the maritime security domain and in the light of increased defence cooperation with Australia, Malabar 2020 will see the participation of the Australian Navy, the Defence Ministry said in a statement. It said the exercise has been planned on a non-contact at-sea format. The exercise will strengthen the coordination between the navies of the participating countries, the ministry added. Australia's Foreign Affairs Minister Maurice Payne confirmed the country will participate in Exercise Malabar later this year. China has been suspicious about the purpose of the Malabar exercise, as it feels that the annual war game is an effort to contain its influence in the Indo-Pacific region. The Malabar exercise started in 1992 as a bilateral drill between the Indian Navy and the US Navy in the Indian Ocean. Japan became a permanent participant in the exercise in 2015. For the last few years, Australia has been showing keen interest in joining the exercise. High-end military exercises like Malabar are key to enhancing Australia's maritime capabilities, building interoperability with our close partners, and demonstrating our collective resolve to support an open and prosperous Indo-Pacific, said Australian Defence Minister Linda Reynolds. Exercise Malabar also showcases the deep trust between four major Indo-Pacific democracies and their shared will to work together on common security interests. This builds on the comprehensive strategic partnership to which Prime Minister Morrison and Prime Minister Modi agreed on 4 June 2020 and which I progressed with my counterpart, Minister of External Affairs Jay Shankar, this month when we met in Tokyo, said Payne. It will bolster the ability of India, Australia, Japan and the United States to work together to uphold peace and stability across our region. Australia last participated in Exercise Malabar in 2007. As many as 70 people died in rain-related incidents during the past 1 week in the state, Telangana Minister K.T. Ramarao said on Monday, even as he requested people in low-lying areas of the city to evacuate and move to relief camps as the Met Department predicted heavy rains in the next 2 days. Speaking to the media, KTR, as Ramarao is also known, said Hyderabad received the second highest recorded rainfall after 1908, which forced the state government to relocate about 37,000 from low-lying areas to relief camps. According to him, 33 people in Greater Hyderabad Municipal Corporation and adjoining areas and 37 people in districts have lost their lives, urging people living in low-lying areas to shift to safer places and government-run relief camps following the India Meteorological Department's warning of insidious rainfall. The minister said thousands of people will be moved to the camps in the next 2 days. We will minimize the life loss or will zero down the life loss as much as we can. There were 33 deaths in GHMC and about 37 casualties in districts. So altogether 70 people have lost their lives, the minister told reporters. He said of the 33 casualties in the GHMC area, kin of the 29 deceased were compensated. A state government release on October 15 said the toll was 50 due to rain-related incidents. IMD has already warned us that there would be heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms. We know exactly which areas would be inundated. We are going to evacuate those colonies. We will go house by house and evacuate them. Thousands of people will be evacuated today, tomorrow and day after, he added. Ramarao said the state government was in touch with the Army and National Disaster Response Force to keep helicopters on standby in case of requirement, as the Met Department forecast heavy rains in the next 2 to 3 days. A fresh spell of heavy rains on Saturday night caused flooding on Sunday in parts of the city after it last week witnessed one of the worst deluges in recent times, following unprecedented downpour in over a century. We were able to minimize. Yes, I agree things can be handled better and we will work out. We will certainly, he said, adding that the government has devised a strategy to evacuate people from all low-lying areas to begin with, including from Musi River and water tanks adjoining areas. The Telangana government, in a preliminary estimate, had pegged the losses at over Rs 5,000 crore caused due to the rains and floods. The upcoming biopic 800, based on the life of the legendary spinner Muthaiya Muralitharan, has been grabbing headlines since the news first came. The first look of Vijay Sethupathi as Muralitharan from the film stirred huge controversy. The day when 800 motion poster was launched, fans on Twitter started trending shame on Vijay Sethupathi. The Sri Lankan outfits were opposing Sethupathi's casting as the lead in the film. Finally, the actor himself has shared the latest update on his Twitter handle. He attached a copy of the noted Sri Lankan spinner Muralitharan's official statement. In the statement, Muralitharan has requested Sethupathi to back out from the film, to which the actor has responded with folded hands. Muralitharan in the statement has said that he's delivering a word on his biopic 800 since it has gotten involved in a lot of controversy in Tamil Nadu. He stated that he is aware of the flak Sethupathi has been getting for signing his biopic. According to Muralitharan, people who have incorrect understanding of his views are after Sethupathi. Muralitharan confirmed that he does not wish that one of the best actors of the Tamil Nadu state undergo something like this. He also revealed that he is fearful of any consequences whatsoever Sethupathi could encounter in future for signing his biopic. Muralitharan therefore requested the actor to opt out of the film. Further, the former bowler said that he never gave up and faced every obstacle in his life. He only accepted his biopic because he felt that it could inspire many young aspiring cricketers as well as other youngsters. He also clarified that they will be able to overcome once again and take the film to the audience. The makers of the film have told me they will come out with an announcement on the film soon. I would be helping them in all the ways I can, added Muralitharan. Lastly, before signing off, Muralitharan extended his gratitude towards the media channels, politicians, Hollywood actors, Vijay Sethupathi fans and other Tamil people for showing support to him. The film 800 is directed by M.S. Sripathi. From the perspective of late-night joke writers, there's really only one person running for president in the United States. A staggering 97% of the jokes Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Fallon told about the candidates in September targeted President Donald Trump, a study released on Monday found. That's 455 jokes about Trump and 14 about Democrat Joe Biden, according to the Center for Media and Public Affairs at George Mason University. That doesn't even count 64 jokes made about Trump's family or administration, the study said. When Trump's on stage, everyone else is blacked out, said Robert Lichter, communication professor at George Mason. He's been studying late-night humor and politics since 1992. Republicans are usually targeted more than Democrats by the comedy writers, but the difference has never been this stark. The closest was the 2016 campaign, when Trump was the punchline for 78% of the jokes to Hillary Clinton's 22%, the center said. That's good news if, like Biden, your goal is to essentially make Trump the central issue in the campaign. It may present a real challenge for the comics if Biden defeats Trump in next month's election, however. What will they have to poke fun at? I think they will find a way to keep making jokes about Trump, even after he leaves office, Lichter said. There's precedent for that. In 2001, late-night comedians made former President Bill Clinton the subject of more jokes than his successor, George W. Bush, Lichter said. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.